listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and around the world at kfai.org, where community grows.
You are now tuned in to Soul Audible Detox on KFAI, brought to you courtesy of WFNU Radio, 94.1 low-powered FM, Frogtown, St. Paul. For more information, you can visit WFNU.org.
Folks falling like rain. Probably they got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be rolled up. But still, Andre got action. They sweat like keep all of my teeth. I take it upon myself to handle mine. Thinking that
happy Wednesday. What's up? What's up? What's up? You are tuned in to WFNU-LP 94.1 FM in St. Paul, home of Frogtown Community Radio, and welcome to the show. In case you don't know, this is Soul Audible Detox, Season 5, Episode 9. Across from me is the infamous VP. He calls me the Prez, and welcome to our platform. Welcome to our show, Black Man Healing, Black Man Therapy. All that stuff.
What up?
What up?
Yeah, shoot, I'm good. It's you know what?
It's the first day of summer, bro.
It's the first day of summer, and actually, that's what I was gonna say. I mean, we just talked about we just being in alignment. I was literally gonna say, I know it's been dry for those that like, you know, plush green grasses and blah 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 and all that. I get it, but to be quite honest, for the last what month?
Mm-hmm.
3 to 4 weeks.
Yep.
The weather has been beautiful to me. I mean, there's been a couple hot days, but I like it Africa hot. I just really do. So it's been perfect. We need a good soaking to get the grass back going. But if that's what I gotta give up, then I'm gonna do it every time. So welcome to summer.
Welcome to summer. It is officially summer 2023. And yeah. So if you like VP and you like the tropical heat, give us a call. Tell us why you like it. And if you don't, you got about 3 more months.
If even that.
If even that.
I'm going to put the over under on 3.
Over under on 3?
On 3.
I think straight. About 3. Yeah, I think you got
August, September. Yeah, 3. Yeah. Maybe I mean, reality is maybe 3.5, but.
Yeah, because September, you'll get a couple days.
But by the end of September, you're like, dang it.
Yeah.
Why do I live here?
Right. Right. So, yeah, we are, again, today, celebrating summer. It is officially, I believe, let me make sure I get this right. I think I will get this right. It is officially cancer season. So
yes, I think you are correct.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's today. Today got to be the first day. Wait a minute. Let me look that up because I know it was Gemini's, right?
Yeah, it is officially cancer season.
It is officially.
I'm right.
Okay.
All right. Right. I got it right.
Cancer season.
You are right. Well, he's checking. And while he's checking.
Who said you was right?
I know I'm right.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going with it. Bet on me. Bet on black. While he's checking, I want to welcome all of you first-time listeners to the show. Thank you so much say it one more time.
You're right.
All right.
June 21st.
Thank you.
Literally the first day.
Yep, literally the first day. And so I want to welcome all you new listeners, all you returning listeners. Welcome to our show. Welcome to our environment. Welcome to our platform. And want to also welcome our KFAI listeners. We appreciate the love, the support. In case you didn't know, you can hear the replay of our show every Sunday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on KFAI 90.3 Fresh Air Radio. And then we also will replay the entirety of this show on Sundays here on WFNU 94.1 FM. And you can hear us at 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock p.m. So if you missed the show, you have an opportunity to check it out. You can also hit our on demand. And we want to just thank everyone for supporting local radio here in the Twin Cities. And
thank you.
What's up to our Minneapolis listeners across the river, across the bridge, and all of you listeners who just happen to fall on us, welcome. So as we do about this time, it's time for us to give out our love and appreciation and our flowers to all of you are important, but we also want to give out our love and appreciation and shout outs to people who mean a little something to us. So we're going to let, as always, we'll go ahead and start with VP. So go ahead, sir.
My bad. I was getting the technology going. No, so,
you want to, before we do our shout outs, you want to tell people how they can have access to us.
Absolutely.
Talk to us during the show, because we do love the interaction. So I'll just give out the phone number and then let VP give out all of the social media and all the all the different avenues that you can be in contact with us. But our phone number is 651-313-5125. Again, 651-313-5125. Have you ever listened? Well, I know you used to be, this ain't your first ride on radio, but right. Why do DJs always give out the phone number real quick?
To save time. Oh, so okay. Again, we don't have it in here, but a lot of commercial radio stations got the timer thing going. And so you kind of have to do that, right? So that's right. They say it real quick so you can get time out. Right. Well, they say it real quick and repeat it so they can get that obligation done and keep it moving.
All right. Well, we picked it up. We just as big as them.
And I mean, but we are as big as them. We're the little giant and
I like that.
Yeah, the little giant. We don't have them restrictions though, so we can kind of do what we want. I mean, Philip, the boss man, be watching us, so don't get me wrong. We ain't out here loosey-goosey totally, but we kind of
we do some unorthodox kind of things. We can do our own thing. It's all good. All right, sir.
Yeah. So so where you can catch us at is, as Prez was saying, on all the social media apps. Tonight, special. So look up if you're on Instagram and you're just riding around. We're trying this live thing. My back's to it, but y'all looking at the beautiful Prez. Hit us up, VP Prez, the letters VP PRES, and that's on Instagram, that's on Facebook. You can also look up at Soul Audible Detox. We're on Twitter, we're on YouTube, we're everywhere. We're actually everywhere. You got the phone number, so that's it. Here's my flowers. Want to say what's up to the Queen, Queen Sha. Want to say happy birthday to her, one of her good friends, Amber. They out kicking it tonight. I know it's going to be crazy, so y'all be safe out there. I want to say what's up to my Seeds. Both of them doing their thing. One's out in Cali. And we might, on air or off air, I want to tell you about a little, what would we call it, catfish that kind of happened with my parents in regards to my son. It was crazy.
Okay.
Want to say what's up to the PPKs. Want to say what's up to the Five Heartbeats. Want to say what's up to Kappa Alpha Psi, Noop Nation. Want to say what's up to the Fabulous One. Want to say what's up to Shay. Want to say what's up to Uncle Taj. Want to say what's up to Ermana. Want to say what's up to my cousin Tony. He said he was listening. Want to say what's up to C. Hayes. We had a real good time. Last weekend.
I actually had to work that day.
It's all good. You saw that NWA remake?
I seen that.
That was kind of hot, huh? I want to say what up to Bum and JA and all them folks that was there, my Formula Squad. And man, I hit a lot of people today that I usually forget. So want to say what up to Jamie and out there in North Carolina. I think that's about it. If I missed anybody, I'm sure I did. All the new listeners that Dud Hayes picked us up last week. A lot of y'all went to Central CHS Strong. Keep tuning in to us. We got a little something for you. But that's it. Blame it on my head, not my heart, for anybody I miss.
There you go. All right. Well, here go my flowers. So let me first and foremost start off with the fact that last Sunday was Father's Day. And so happy belated Father's Day to all of those fathers. I hope that you all enjoyed your Father's Day. And I just want to give a special, special shout out. Let me go first and foremost. I want to say thank you. I don't know what you did, but I know you rocked the boat a little bit, but I think they already had it in them. But, you know, my kids, they showed up. So thank you to my seeds. Thank you to my swimmers is what I call them, my swim team. Thank you to baby girl, who actually is celebrating her birthday today. So happy birthday, baby girl.
First day of summer, baby.
Today is her birthday. So happy birthday, baby girl. Also want to just send a shout out to, Pootie and Kaleo and DeAndre. The girls and Kaleo, they barbecued for me on Sunday, and DeAndre couldn't make it, so they barbecued for me on Sunday, and we just sat back at a baby girl's crib and just kind of chilled out, you know, with the grandkids and with my kids, and that was real cool. They didn't let me do anything. I even got in a small little nap.
Nice.
But it was cool.
Power nap. Nice.
Oh my gosh. I took one today before coming to the show, and that's why I had to put the music together real quick. And then on Monday, on Monday, DeAndre took me to the Twins game. And so we were able to enjoy the Twins game. We had excellent seats. Of course, the Twins got rocked. But just the effort, just the kids did for me. I just want to say thank you on air. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. So thank you so much. Want to send a shout out to the PPKs, my brothers. Love all of y'all. I know that nephew is going to be celebrating his birthday on Friday. Is that correct? The 23rd?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know them two's birthdays.
23.
It is pretty close. So happy.
You're going to get out? You're going to join us?
I have to work.
Dang it.
Yep. I picked up a little part-time gig, and so work. I actually have to work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So, yeah, but saying happy birthday to you, nephew. I know there will be an opportunity for me to buy you a little celebration something. So, you know, we'll hook up. And want to also give a shout-out to – man, I got a frog in my throat. Want to also give a shout out to I didn't even know that was gonna play, but I ain't mad.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's the but I mean, whether you try or not, you got the good bad music, bro. Yep, keep it going.
Yep. So also want to give a shout out to, I said the PPKs, want to give a shout out to David Ruffin and the Temptations. Want to give a shout out to Shay, who's always holding it down for us here. Want to give a shout out to Kevin out in Lawton, Oklahoma.
Man, sad we missed you, Kev.
Yeah, but you know, I was able to kick it with him for a couple of days. He had a really good time. He was only here 2 days exactly. And so, and he was like, man, I'm so sorry. I was like, yeah, man, we was waiting for you. So, but he said next time. So next time, you know, that open invitation. C. Hayes, what's up, man? So glad you were able to join us. Hope you enjoyed your birthday. Hope you made it back to D.C. Hope you enjoyed your time with your with the fellas and the family and the class of 89. What's up, class of 89? Want to also send a shout out to the fabulous one. Thinking about you, you know, hoping that you can make it back up here anytime. And then also want to give a shout out to, hold on. All right. Want to give a shout out to, Andrew. Want to give a shout out to Bree. Want to give a shout out to all of our listeners. Want to give a shout out to, my man, Philip, who I ran into in the parking lot. Just, good to see you. I haven't talked to you in a while, but, want to give a shout out to you as well. And just, yeah, just as you said, if I forget anybody, charge it to my head and not my heart. So, as we said, it is, let me turn this down. I'm sorry. I'll play that for you another time. It is officially summer. So we want to welcome summer. It is summer 2023, and there's a bunch of stuff going on this weekend. I know there is the Jazz Festival that starts on Friday.
Actually, starts Thursday.
Starts Thursday. Is that tomorrow? Is that Mears? Not Mears. Is it?
Yeah.
Mears. Okay, I got it right.
The main stage is at Mears, but it's kind of all over St. Paul. Yeah.
Downtown St. Paul. Yeah. Back to the 50s car show is at the State Fair.
Oh, is that this week?
That's this weekend.
Wait a minute, I gotta see if my old school, one of the first folks I started working in Medtronic with is a big Back to the 50s. Okay. They're from here, but they retired down in Arizona, so I gotta see if Mama Carol's in town.
Real quick, I knew I was forgetting something.
We always forget something.
Want to give a shout out to my little homies, my grandkids. Want to give a shout out to Cameron, Maya, Jemaya, Kyrie, and Estherita. Love all of y'all. Sorry about that. I knew it wasn't. I was forgetting something. It's hot up in here, bro.
Is
I'm hot. Warm? Yeah, I know
I'm
you
right
like this trapper.
I'm right up. I'm yeah.
Are you under
I
the
like
air?
It.
You
Africa.
Got air?
I'm right up under
you got
the
a breeze
air.
Going on?
I do got a little breeze. Wow. But I like it Africa hot anyway, yeah. So I ain't tripping. Yeah. But I get it. It's, you know.
Yeah.
The sun is beaming right off in there. Man, hey, look here, bro. I swear, in about 2 minutes, we're going to be looking out here. Sorry, we're going to be pitch black at this time. I'm going to be like, so I'm good.
No, you got some daylight. So
I'm going to be growling.
So, real quick, on this show, we always have a question of the night. We like to get things riled up. We like to get y'all to interact with us, to talk to us, so we can talk back, have some conversation. It is What's Good Wednesday. So, give us a call if anything and tell us what's good in your life. Tell us what you're celebrating. Tell us what you got going on. Again, 651-313-5125. 651-313-5125. But I do have a question of the night tonight.
Somebody call us, man. Dang.
Mando, like what's up to the engineer? Is he in town?
He is in town.
What's
yeah,
up, engineer?
Yeah, I kind of forgot about the
what's
engineer.
Up, engineer.
My bad. I'm sure.
You know, it's summertime.
You know what? No, wait.
He's not in town.
You know what? He might not be listening because...
He got something going on?
He's at the Twins game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Cool.
So at the Twins game. Did you...
You lost?
I don't hear nothing on my headphones. Can you hear me?
I can hear you good.
Okay, we're good.
Mess with your cord.
Maybe it's my cord.
Can you hear the music?
Oh, you know what? My thing might have went out. I probably didn't charge it. Hold on.
Okay. In the meantime, we're going to let y'all jam out for a little bit.
That sexy Spanish thing looking juicy, big dookie. We get silly, heat wave, get dizzy. That's old movement, Brooklyn to Philly. Broad Street, Flatbush, get busy. New summer anthem, Eric and Richie. I see beads of sweat dripping down tummies. Rectums and Daisy Dukes look yummy. I'm in that drop top with sweet cakes pumping in. Old school Buick sitting on Kiefer Sutherland's before the 16 figure out the riddle. My street, meet me at Ishka Bibbles. You know the real ish with Will Smith, he did it the first time. Chuck Rockster, new summer rhyme. Come!
So high, yeah, summertime. Feels like it's the day to go down. The sun is out, let's find a good place. Cool down. It's just me and you now. Are you the one in line for me to spend the summertime?
All right, we're back. You good, sir?
I am. Sorry. I got these. They're, you know, the fancy, and I think they're the first generation because Fabulous One came in here talking stuff one time. The Beats, right? Mm-hmm. They're the wireless, they're the cordless, Bluetooth. But if I don't have them charged, they could plug in, but if they're not charged, they go out and they just stop working. And she was like, "Well, mine work. I ain't never charged mine ever." You must have a better, newer generation. It's very possible to change stuff like that. But mine just once the juice goes out,
once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, I thought you turned me off or something. I was like,
never that.
Prayers doing me like that.
Never that. It is officially summertime, as we've stated. The temperature is 90 degrees, and yes, Calvin, it is hot. Last weekend, we celebrated Juneteenth, or it was celebrated, excuse me, nationwide. And I have to first say this, and I would love to get some feedback from you as well, sir.
Yep.
And of course, I want to get some feedback from the radio audience. So there's going to be a question that's going to come out of this. But I have to say that it felt good to watch the news and to see local news station. I believe Channel 9 was one of them. I don't know about the rest of them. I got a thing for Channel 9, but there was, it was good to finally see them attending. Of course, they didn't state which event they attended unless I missed it. But it was good to see them attending an event that was circled around the Black community, the Black culture. It was also good to see that there was the support, I should say. It was also good. It felt good to see, like, what it felt like, a nation celebrating a Black holiday, because there's not many. And I have a story to tell. We get Black History Month, but of course it is the shortest month of the year. But that's all right, because we celebrate our culture year round. But it was just good to see people, culture, celebrating culture, celebrating our freedom, celebrating Juneteenth, being recognized. And my question to that is, and this is to you, sir, and to the listeners, do you think that people outside of the culture should celebrate Juneteenth?
Absolutely.
Okay. That is the question tonight, and I want your feedback, and I'll just give a little something to that. So is it, do you feel like it's okay for white people, because they're probably the dominant race that would be attending these events, do you feel like it's okay for them to celebrate Juneteenth? And if so, cool, but if not, why? So I need the answer to that question. You can hit us on many different platforms: Facebook, Instagram, the Bat Line, if you got the Bat Line, also the studio line, which is 651-313-5125. Again, 651-313-5125. So that's the question. Here's my brief story. I was somewhere, and I'm not going to say where I was at, but I was somewhere and I overheard, and again, I'm going to give context to the story because I know that when I get ready to say this, I might offend somebody, but oh well. So here's the story. I was somewhere and I overheard two gentlemen talking. The two gentlemen happened to be gay. And the one gentleman said, and it was on Monday, which was officially Juneteenth, and was like, "Well, happy Juneteenth." And the other guy was like, "Yeah, like, what's going on with that?" And the other guy said, "Well, you know what Juneteenth is, right?" And the other guy was like, "Well, yeah, I'm not sure." And the other guy told him, you know, and he got it right, you know. And
yep.
And he goes, the other guy goes, "Well, I don't know why they're not just celebrating that in Black History Month, right?" And I'm sitting, I'm not far from the conversation. I can hear this conversation and I'm biting my tongue, right? Waiting for an opportunity to insert conversation or insert a response. And the other guy goes, "Well, you know, it's Juneteenth." And he goes, "Oh, okay." He said, "But it's Pride Month." So again, let me just take a moment to say that I believe that today is the official Pride weekend across the nation. So yep. Happy Pride Month, or Pride Month Day. I don't know. Do they celebrate the month?
This month.
Yeah. Okay. Happy Pride Month. And so the other gentleman was like, "Well, yeah, I don't know. Understand why they just don't do it Black History Month." And the other guy was saying, "It's Juneteenth." So that's when it was a perfect, like, okay, Chuck, enter the room. So then I said, "Well, excuse me, I don't mean to be in your conversation, but I couldn't help but overhear that you were asking why isn't Juneteenth celebrated in February?" And I said, "You do know that it's June 19th, right? So it's an actual day that something actually happened. Right. So that means we would actually celebrate it in June, right? You know, and like, I don't know what the history is behind Pride Month, but you know, that just came about. This is historic. And it just recently has been honored nationwide as a holiday." And the other guy was like, "Oh, okay." And the other guy just kind of smiled and said, "Well, thank you." And I was just like, "All right." And I just walked away and I was just like, wow. So that's why we don't celebrate Juneteenth in February.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
And coming up on the Black Heroes, we'll get a little deeper into the
history.
History.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So usually I don't tease, but I'm a tease like that. Just so that you know. So, yeah, I mean.
Answer to the question. Do you want to give up people other opportunity? You want to go ahead. Go ahead if you want to. Coming up at 7:30, we will be going into our weather. But for the time being, if you have a response to the question, please be it. Let me give a shout out to Graham and Katie.
What's up, Graham and Katie? We need to get y'all back in.
Y'all need to come back on the show.
I miss their energy.
Yeah. So, and I know they got some stuff going on, so I think they need an opportunity to use this platform. So I'm going to be reaching out to y'all this week this weekend so we can get y'all back on the show.
Yes.
But go ahead.
So no responses yet, but it's real interesting. So for those that are listening that do or don't know, right? In general, and like I said, I'll tell you.
And this question
does
kind of go around what,
yep.
what C had put on a thread. So,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we'll give a little history of Juneteenth, but in general, people in our community have been recognizing it. I mean, you can call it a celebration. I actually was blessed to be at the first one acknowledging it in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, and like it was like 86, 87. It was at Oak Park over in Minneapolis. And even then, I was like, Juneteenth, what is that? So it was something that we all had to understand. But in an acknowledgement and a celebration, I am very happy that it's come to where it's come. Now, again, what did I say, 86, 87?
Yes.
It's now 2023, and it officially became a federal holiday in 2021.
Yes.
So that was a long time before white folks even started paying attention, for real, for real.
Right.
But I'm not even going to get into that. What I want to understand in the question, let me not go there first, because that's a comment, and I know you're about to do the weather. But in the question, absolutely it should be celebrated. Do we ask, well, is it all right for black folks, even though we weren't who was being fought for freedom, to celebrate the 4th of July?
True.
Do we ask, is it all right for Hispanics and Native Mexicans to be celebrating Cinco de Mayo when Cinco de Mayo really don't mean nothing in their country?
Right.
Do we ask, is it all right for others to celebrate President's Day?
Come on,
why wouldn't and for black folks that say, oh, white folks shouldn't be doing nothing about Juneteenth, stop it. Yes, we should all recognize it. Now again, the debate can come in, and to your point on a thread, where is Juneteenth the only situation, that this whole the message on getting the freedom and Emancipation Proclamation and blah, blah, blah. No, it's actually not. It's the only place, or it happens to be the story that we've attached to and gone with in Galveston and been memorized. But people, it's not the only one. And again, having other people, especially white people, understand what Juneteenth is about is got to be part of the healing, because y'all got to continue to be uncomfortable with what happened in this world and stop acting like, oh, it was so long ago, get over it. Stop.
That's right. That's right.
So anyway.
Well said. Very well said. And just to kind of piggyback on that, to your point, that was kind of my response too. It's like, black folk, how long have you been celebrating the 4th of July? And if you have a full-time job, and you're given a holiday, no matter what that holiday is, no matter what it stands for, you're going to take that day off. You're going to enjoy that day off. You're going to do whatever you do, right? And so
I didn't get the day off. Let me say that. I'm still
low. Oh, you didn't get
Electronic had, oops, excuse me. Maybe I shouldn't have told on it, but nope.
They didn't recognize it? Nope. Wow.
Nope.
Wow.
Still low in my feelings.
You should be.
You should be.
I don't know who all did. I know we didn't have to work. I know a few other people, but like, I don't know in terms of what actual corporation organizations are recognizing it So I shouldn't be shocked, because like, not everybody, it took a while before everybody recognized MLK Day.
True.
So, you know, but yeah, we want to get some of your responses throughout the show. So you over there jamming?
You know, this is my Lisa Colt jam.
We want to get your responses. Again, you can respond to us by calling the studio line at 651-313-5125, 651-313-5125, or you can talk to us on Facebook, Instagram. Am I missing anything else?
Twitter. We got a couple of responses, but we can wait till.
Yeah, we can do. So up next, we're going to do the weather. If you could hand me that over there, my friend.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, we're going to go ahead and get into the weather. So let me go ahead and cue some stuff up. All right, Lisa, we're going to have to. We have to say bye for a little bit. So, all right. So coming up next is Tracy's weather report. We're going to give you your 7-day weather forecast here in the Twin Cities, so you know what you got going on to plan. So, all right. WFNU is a volunteer-run station made up of many different community voices. Each program expresses one aspect of this diversity and not the view of WFNU, KFAI, or FTI as a whole. All right. I knew I was going to do that. Dang it. That's all right.
It's all good.
I'll play it after it. I'm trying to do two things and it won't let me do it at the same time. Man, I need some SOS band in my life. Okay.
Man, it was a man, always.
All right. So currently, as I stated before, it is. All right, Lisa, you can come back. I'll let you be my background music. All right, there we go. Yep. We do things a little different around here, but you know, you'll get to love it. On Sunday, same thing, mirrored. A little cooler though. 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms. 77 will be your high with a low of 67. It's kind of my weather, 77. I'm good with that. Then on Monday, partly cloudy, mostly cloudy, high of 80, low of 64. On Tuesday, as we get ready to say goodbye to June, next week's last week of June, excuse me, partly sunny with a high of 81 and a low of 59. And then on Wednesday, the 28th, White Boy Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 82 and a low of 62. And that is Tracy's 7-day So Audible Detox weather forecast. We'll be right back, y'all.
KFAI is proud to present Addy Oasis at the Turf Club on Sunday, June 25th. The French Caribbean, Brooklyn-based soul, funk, R&B artist Addy Oasis combines her masterful production, soaring vocal chops, and spectacular bass prowess on her latest full-length album, Lotus Glow, to create her most personal work to date and also her most political. Nashville-based singer-songwriter Philip Michael Scales opens the show. Tickets for Addy Oasis can be found at the First Avenue website. Visit first-avenue.com for more details.
You are now tuned in to Soul Audible Detox on KFAI, brought to you courtesy of WFNU Radio, 94.1 low-powered FM, Frogtown, St. Paul. For more information, you can visit WFNU.org.
We're at the halfway mark of the show. This is Soul Audible Detox, Season 5, Episode 9, VPN Press.
Thank you.
You said you got some responses to our question. You want to repeat the question and then go ahead and give some of the responses.
Yes. So the question of the day is, hold on, let me get back to it. Why ain't it popping up? There we go. Is, do you feel folks not of Pan-African culture should celebrate Juneteenth? And so one is nephew. And oh, let me say, nephew, we acknowledge his birthday, but he's obviously at home at the crib listening. I'm sure the family's close. Congratulations on your anniversary too. They just him and Amber just celebrated. How many years? You gonna have to tell us, nephew. How many years? It's gotta be over 10, 11, double digits definitely. So okay, holler back at us. So,
happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary. So nephew said, I do. I call many non-black people family, truth, and love them dearly. If they want to join me to celebrate the event, I welcome them with open arms. Calvin C. Woody said, a federal holiday makes it a shareable and learnable by all in America. I like that.
I like that, too. And again, I feel like I love what you said. Excuse me. I love what you said about the healing begins, you know, and not verbatim what you said, you know, but the healing begins in America when we start recognizing,
right.
And then to Calvin's point, you educate yourself on, okay, let me learn a little bit about Juneteenth. I remember like right during probably a little bit after, maybe after the George Floyd murder, and then a lot of organization, including our own, started really picking up the pace with diversity, things like that. And I remember talking to a colleague who happened to be white. I won't say his name. And he came to me and he was just asking me, like, you know, well, what, as a white man, what can I do? And I just said, well, you know what? Let's start with your personal life. I said, Do you have friends outside of your race? Like, what about people in your neighborhood? Is it predominantly white? I said, is it diverse? And he was like, well, you know, it's predominantly white. I said, okay. Well, I said, well, one is maybe get out and just kind of interact with other people outside of your culture, be it food, entertainment, arts, whatever, and just learn, like, about something outside of your norm, right? And that's educating yourself, right? So in terms, when you're at a Juneteenth event and you happen to see some white people, or anybody for that, you know, for that, and to nephew's point, I also have friends and family outside of the race, outside of the culture, but I think it does my heart well to see people showing up for those events the same way that we've had it embedded in our mind that we're celebrating the 4th of July for no reason at all, right? Like, seriously.
Right.
But again, you know, we call ourselves Americans, even though that holiday is not intended for us, we celebrate it. And so, like, if a white person shows up at a Juneteenth event, you know, as long as they're not bashing and coming in criticizing or coming in trying to, you know, talk down or something, like, give them that opportunity. That's where the healing begins, right?
Yes.
That's where the effort starts. So yes. Go ahead.
Yes. No, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's just I think people just need to understand. Like I said, I think my overall energy is that in general, and not just Juneteenth, whether it be, you know, Black Wall Street, whether it be Reconstruction, whether it be the Civil War, it it angers
me. And I didn't mean to cut you off, but when we went to D.C., and you had been there before, but I hadn't been there
to the African American
History Museum. Yes. There's tons of people from different walks walking in there, hopefully with the right mindset that they want to be educated or they want to. Because I remember again, and I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No.
I remember a lot of times, you know, white people that I knew were asking, well, what can we do? How can we, and that's a question that we really can't answer, but, or that we don't really want to answer. Some of us do, some of them have a laundry list. Well, man, you can start doing this. But my thought is always educate yourself about what our culture has been through. You'll never be able to put yourself in that place, right? Just because no matter how many videos you watch, how many things you see on TV, it's still not, it may make you feel bad, but it's something that a lot of times you can go home as a white person and go to sleep and not have to deal with that issue the next day. It's something that we as black people deal with. And I know a lot of people say, well, you don't have to deal with slavery and da, da, da. Man, we deal with all types of actions that are connected to enslavement. Like every day, man, discrimination, all that stuff. We can go down the list. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, man, right there. I love when you get passionate about it. I'm just saying, I guess so where I was going with this is that there's so much within the history that in general, and I'm actually not just talking to white folks. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to all Americans of all colors. And so my charge to all of us is stop trying to paint the narrative that everything is equal, that we have been, you know, what do you call when you call made whole? What we have been, we have received our reparations for the sins, which we didn't. That's right. Another thing about 40 acres and a mule that we didn't get. Mm-hmm. Stop. And I'm not saying that anybody alive today can do anything about it. We ain't asking you for nothing. Mm-hmm. But we are asking for you to stop questioning. Stop acting like, well, why? Stop. Mm-hmm. Why are you even asking why? Mm-hmm. Well, and when it comes to affirmative action, when it comes to George Floyd, when it comes to the police, why are you asking why when it's been, the truth needs no proof, right? It's been in front of your face forever. And the reality is, I spoke to my grandmother whose parents, so my great-grandparents, mm-hmm. I've had living conversations with my grandmother, and she's gone now, but with my grandmother that lived 108 years, whose parents were born into slavery. Dude, that's me and you talking to a live person that talked to or was born of somebody of slavery. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that long ago. Mm-hmm. And we were enslaved for many hundreds of years, right? Mm-hmm. So we ain't even got even. Can we get back even before y'all start talking mm-hmm. about forget about it? Mm-hmm. We got hundreds of years before we're even. And everybody wants to eradicate what happened. I don't want nothing from the folks that had anything to do with it. We're not asking you to apologize to us because you can't.
Right.
But we're asking you to not act like it didn't happen or not act like it was so far back that we shouldn't want acknowledgement.
That's right.
And understanding.
Yep.
And belief that it happened. So last thing, real quick, there's an article that got shared. Actually, I got to send it to the crew that just in the last 2 years that somebody uncovered and she was doing her thesis or something in East Coast, South Carolina, uncovered that there was a slave auction with 600 slaves.
Okay.
Which to me, I'm like, oh, okay, that doesn't sound like a lot. But up until that point, and this is, like I said, within the last year or so, 2 years, up until that point, the most or the previous record for number of slaves at any one given auction that was on the record books and in the history books was 100.
Wow.
But she uncovered proof that there was 600. And my point in that is like, one, I'm going to argue that the norm was closer to 600, and they just suppressed the history to such that says, oh, no, you know, the record was 100, but usually it was only 4 or 5. That's BS.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Stop. We work a commodity. Like, tell me where you only have 5 or 6 cows coming through to be sold in anything, mm-hmm. 5 or 6 livestock to be sold. We were that. And again, I know it hurts. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but we were livestock. Mm-hmm. And you mean that there's only one time in American history that you have more than 100 slaves at one time being sold at auction? That's a lie. Mm-hmm. And why are we believing that?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let me back up.
No.
Let me back up. So my overall thing is, for those that are out there listening, just know that we got a long way. There's several generations that need to go by before y'all stop apologizing for what happened. And again, right. I'm not asking for an apology, but acknowledge what happened. Mm-hmm. And stop questioning when we do get an acknowledgement at a federal level.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, United mm-hmm. States, to say Juneteenth is a national That's holiday. Right. Now, again, everybody ain't acknowledging it. I had to work, whatever. Yeah. But congratulations that it's finally been done. And everybody celebrate and understand and learn why it was a thing.
And can I just say this? And even if you are a colonizer or one that doesn't really celebrate Juneteenth and you get the day off, the hell are you complaining about? You right. just got a day off. That's a paid day off. Ain't nobody made you burn no PTO. You got a day off to sit on your porch with your flag Thank and your you. Dog and your Budweiser. And just you don't have to celebrate it, right? Just take the day like we've taken the day. We've taken days off that we're like, really? Because I think there was a time where we didn't have people. Some people don't have to work on Columbus Day. Some people don't have to work on whatever the holidays is, and we're just like, and again, I know our black folk, they'll take any day off that they can barbecue, they can chill, they're gonna get paid. Like, it's the same. But to your point, I think you were talking about back in 86 when you said, what is Juneteenth? And for those who are listening that may have caught that and want to front up and say he didn't even know what it is, you have to remember though, to VP's point, even though slavery may have ended in 1865, like, still the enslaved mentality yes. has not ended even to nope. this day in 2023, right? We still don't have the same God-given rights that anyone else does, right? And to the point that I'm making about what VP said, not knowing about what Juneteenth was, this is because colonizers have hid so many things and they didn't teach us this stuff in our history classes. And
no,
even
they're trying to stop teaching it to anybody.
And they're trying to teach it, right. it.
They're trying to literally make it right. illegal too.
See?
Really?
And why? Why are you why? Trying to hide?
That's what I don't understand.
We're Americans too, right?
What agenda is this?
Yeah, what agenda is this? Like, why are you trying to ban culture? Who? Why?
It's our history.
Yeah.
It's our history.
Right? Like, there was a time when we were banned to learn how to read and write.
Dang. Preach on them. Preach on
them. So I'm just...
Church on them.
Man. So, like... So, yeah. So, any... If you have a response, please... I ain't begging for no callers, but feel free to enlighten us on your response. If you're a first-time caller, you don't want to give your name, you don't have to do that neither. 651-313-5125. 651-313-5125. Let's see. Okay. All right. So, I got a little bit of news.
Okay, yeah, and I got the what's today and what day is
okay,
it?
Okay, so, well, yeah, let me do the news and then you can go ahead and do that. Okay, this is just I seen this the other day and I said, oh, we gotta talk about this.
Okay,
you know what, man? This stupid phone. I got some type of virus on my phone, man. I keep getting these stupid pop ups. Like, okay, so the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers have awarded Dr. Dre to receive the first Hip Hop Icon Award. And so Dr. Dre will receive the first ever ASCAP Hip Hop Icon Award. He'll be honored at the organization's Rhythm and Soul Music celebration of 50 years of hip hop on this Thursday in Los Angeles. DJ Kid Capri and DJ Drama will provide music for Thursday's event. Dre, a 7-time Grammy Award winner, has produced big hits for Jay-Z, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Gwen Stefani, Kendrick Lamar, Nas, and 50 Cent. He won his first Emmy for last year's Super Bowl halftime with Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg, Lamar, and 50 Cent. So, yeah. That's my news.
Sorry, bro. I'm looking at you. Got me all in. I'm all on the Juneteenth boat. Sorry.
We can get back to that.
I'm looking
yeah.
at the states and when they first recognized it as an observance, and the first year it was permanent state as a permanent state holiday. So anyway, okay. So
and real quick, nephew is 13. 13 years.
Yeah, congratulations.
Lucky 13, congratulations. Bro. Keep pushing.
Yes, sir. And congratulations to Dre. Let me focus on that because you know we hip hop. I was thinking about that. Actually, there was something, I don't know. I get my IG time, my Instagram time, and there was something on where he was doing his version of a Stevie Wonder song, I think, or a Marvin Gaye song.
Dre?
Something. Yeah, Dre. Okay. He was just kind of putting some beats together, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, man. I mean, and again, what he said in doing this, he was like, he said exactly this. He said, my version is nowhere near, and it was banging. He said, but my version is nowhere near the geniuses that Marvin is or Stevie Wonder is. And again, it just made me smile because one, even though in our generation we created this hip hop thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We still have that respect for who came before us. And still even today, you can't say that for all the artists that are out today. A lot of them be like, I made myself and
right.
I this and that. Really?
Right.
Really?
Right.
Really?
Right.
There's a whole bunch of ways. We won't go down that road that we can tell you how you benefited from the generations before you. And it's proper to give acknowledgement. But mm-hmm. it is what it is. So congratulations to Dre. And man, that's super. I still that show. And I liked Rihanna. Don't get me wrong. But how do you top what they did?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I said last year's Super Bowl was actually the year before. So
right.
Yeah. So, all right. You're tuned into WFNURP 94.1 FM in St. Paul, home of Frogtown Community Radio, the only station that can hold the weight of So Audible Detox.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only.
Only station. And we can be heavy sometimes. So, yeah, they got us, though. So, and also, giving a shout out to KFAI 90.3 Fresh Air Radio, where you can hear the first hour of this show on Sunday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., as VP says, the church hours. So, you know, maybe your service starts at noon, you know. So check us out beforehand. And yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, we have about 5 minutes. You got time to do that, or do you want to do it on the start of the second hour?
Let's do what day it is.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's do what day it is. Yeah, let's go on do that. So today, June 21st, along with being the first day of summer, it is World Humanist Day. Sorry, my lips got brand new lips. It's National Seashell Day. I feel like I remember saying some of these. So we're obviously coming to probably about a year that I started doing this.
Mm-hmm.
National Smoothie Day.
Yep, who?
Remember that?
Smoothie.
Oh, okay. Like the morning.
No, I know. Yeah.
Man, these smoothies they got showing on look pretty good. National Day of Yoga.
Okay.
It's National Arizona Day.
Okay.
National Peaches and Cream Day.
Peaches and Cream.
World Hydrography Day. I feel like, again, we looked that up because we didn't know what it was, but don't ask me to remember.
What's Humanist Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you can do it afterwards. No. We got time. Humanist Day is celebrated every June 21st. It's a way to spread information and combat misinformation about humanism as a philosophical life stance and means to affect change. So, it's meant to develop a human virtue and all its form. Anyway, it's a life thing. Yeah, we ain't gonna go into all that. For those that are humanists, congratulations on your day. It's National Peaches and Cream Day. I said that, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
It's National World Giraffe Day.
Mm-hmm, okay.
It's National World Peace and Prayer Day. Did you pray today? It's National Day of the Gong.
Like as in the Gong Show?
Yep. Like as in the Gong Show. Yep.
Y'all don't remember that.
Yeah, right. Right, they don't. It's National The World Martini Day.
Mm.
National Selfie Day. So take a selfie.
Take a selfie today.
National Anne and Samantha Day.
Who?
Anne Frank, okay. And Samantha Smith. I don't know who Samantha Smith is, but we know Anne Frank.
Mm-hmm.
National Daylight Appreciation Day. Isn't it like the longest?
Is today the longest
day? It's today or tomorrow, which is like
so after today, as you stated, does the day start getting shorter?
Yes. Okay. So it is today. So summer begins.
It's football the season is around the corner.
Yep. And last but not least, National Go Skateboarding Day.
Did you have a skateboard?
I did.
Did you get rocked?
Yes. Many times. many times. Like so often. Like when you sit there, like, what did we think? So, okay, I'm sorry. Y'all can't see us. Y'all can't hear us. Y'all don't know what we're laughing at, but we have a string. We talk about the PPKs all the time. I have a string, and people send clips and stuff from the internet, right? Whatever. Prez sent one, like, and he prefaced it, like,
What did you think
was going to happen? And so you open it, and this dude is really doing a wheelie on a bike with no front wheel. And as you would guess, he lost his balance and falls on the front part that doesn't have no wheel, and you know, they kind of stopped the video at that point, but who knows? He looked like he straight face planted.
He got rocked.
Prayers were like, what did you think the outcome was going to be? Yeah, so anyway.
I don't understand.
Maybe that should be a bit. What did you think the outcome
was going to be? Yeah, man. I know that I have a segment where I talk about why or something. I don't know. I can't remember what it is. That's what getting old does.
We get old.
But I haven't thought of anything. And usually that's when I'm in a mood or driving down the street and I'm just like, why is that happening? And it's funny because every time I think about that segment, I think about when I said about the kids on the bus with no seatbelts. And you just started dying. And I talked about the cat.
Make them kids wear seatbelts on the bus because it's bad back in the back.
You have to, right? Like, man, I don't know.
I mean, and once you get older and you got a little bit more weight on you, you can control that.
Yeah,
but
unless
you
were a fat kid.
Kindergarten and first grade, man, they're bouncing in.
And I know the bus driver did that stuff on purpose too. Like, if you was a bad kid, you got on the bus and you was just disrespectful. The bus driver's like, all right, that's cool.
Did we show it? Was that on here? And I know we wrap it up first hour. But did we show, or was it something that when we showed the bus driver was telling the kids to sit down and they wouldn't, and so he stopped and they all.
No, I don't. Yeah, I'm sure that's out there.
Oh my god!
There's also like,
and everybody was mad at him. I was like, what?
Yeah, there's also, I think there's also, like, there's a page that you can, on Facebook or Instagram, or it could be even on TikTok, where you can all